At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Episode 28.
Because I'm a woman.
Because I'm a woman. Wow. So we talked off air, as we always do, and I brought up a scripture, Genesis 2:18.
Yes. Right? I saw a video this week on the same scripture.
And I asked you to read it and to give me your input on it. Because this is very, very touchy. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've ever heard a pastor actually teach on what it says. And it actually says that your desire, a woman's desire, shall be toward her husband, mm-hmm. and he's going to rule over her.
Right.
So that nobody ever talks about that. So I wanted you to read it without giving you any input, so it won't be any biases. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we named this one because I'm a woman. So this says a lot.
Yes.
So let me start it out by saying this, and then I want to see what you guys say. Which says a woman's desire. Mm-hmm. Shall be towards her husband. We know desire is not sex because he gave permission to do that. Break the bed. So the desire is the control, the kind of manipulation in a sense to almost not. I don't want to use such harsh words. Mm-hmm. Maybe have input. Maybe, you know what I mean? So what are your thoughts on when you read it?
Well, first I saw the video.
Right.
Before I read it.
Right.
I saw a video. It was a white woman from Mississippi.
Okay.
Talking, and she was Jewish.
Okay.
And she was talking to another Jewish woman. I assume she was from the North, based on the conversation.
Okay.
And she, the lady from Mississippi, went on and talked about this scripture and how it moved her.
Right.
Because of a Jewish name called Ezer Kenego. Kenego,
right.
Which means submit to your husband.
Right.
But Ezer means strong.
Strong.
And she was talking about how in today's times, how you can kind of misconstrue, you know, that, mm-hmm. you know, like you're beneath your husband,
right.
or, you know, you're subservient, you know, in a negative way, in a weak way.
Right.
But she saw it the opposite.
Which is the way it was meant.
Right. And where it gave her strength submit to her husband's needs.
Which is the way God meant it.
Yeah.
So that's a strength.
It was meant as a strength.
Absolutely.
Right. But in today's society, it's just frowned upon.
And, you know, let me say this. I'm good. I love analogies. Mm-hmm. So the word submit means to basically, you have to have control to submit.
Sure.
You really have to have self-control to submit.
More than any.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
Let me use a punch for example. It takes more control not to throw a punch.
Oh, yes.
Than it does to throw a punch.
Because
when you throw a punch, you actually lose control.
You're out of control.
You actually let it go.
You can't control your emotions.
Right. Yeah. So the power to not throw a punch, to submit to nonviolence.
Right.
That's power.
That's more powerful.
That's strength.
Sure.
It's more powerful, like
absolutely.
You would say, than the person that threw the punch.
But again, based on stereotypes,
right.
and
false narratives,
and false narratives, and
by society,
you get the wrong narrative,
and so now you have this. I want to say this mood or this let's say narrative that's streaming now, like the internet, in the average woman's mind. Submit when the Bible says submit to your husband. Submit.
Yeah.
Submit. Well, even if some women are married, some women won't even get married because either they had a bad experience with a man.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean?
That's saying, you know what? We've messed it up.
Men both sides.
Yeah, men, and true. Men have messed that up in the sense that women are not trusting the man to do what they're supposed to do.
Right,
you know, when you have bad leadership and the woman is left out there with nothing. Now it's like, well, now I can't be left like this.
A woman shouldn't be fearful that you would take advantage of her submissive.
Right.
She should be comfortable enough
very comfortable to submit to,
right,
in any form, fashion that you may need,
right,
right,
and you know,
and then you will in turn see her as, wow, that strength to do,
right,
that.
Yeah, and yeah, you're, and you know what, men won't know it, but we'll submit to them,
exactly,
when we start, because the Bible says that the Proverbs 31 woman, one of the lines in there is, mm-hmm, that with his heart, with her husband,
yeah,
with his heart, he does faithfully trust her to do him good and not harm, right, all the days of his life.
Right.
That's submit. When you, right, can give your, he with his heart, he does faithfully, yeah, trust. That's submission. That's submission on the man's part.
On the man's part.
So it's, yeah, it's like it goes both ways. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But it's like, well, the woman's,
but it has
fearful
to start somewhere.
It does.
So if you can't have,
I think women are fearful that we're not going to honor their,
correct,
their position.
You can't have the man here and then the woman.
You can't. You can't.
I mean, it can only be so. In order to, you know, simplify things,
right?
That's the way it is. But by putting the woman under the man, it gives her strength to be actually, oh, I would think, over the man,
and it really support. To be honest,
yeah, exactly.
That's what. So when I did this, I had actually did a teaching on this, mm-hmm, and I tried to at my best, mm-hmm, in layman's terms, to give it a clear understanding.
Yeah.
But you know what? When somebody has painted a narrative and a picture, and if they're hanging on the wall, they don't see no other picture.
Right.
You can like, that's not true. Yeah, right, but it's on the wall, so it's, right, got to be true.
Right.
No, it's not. Y'all, right, are more important, yeah, than y'all realize. Women are. They,
oh,
are,
yeah.
It was so, they are so important that when God looked at man, the first thing God saw that he didn't like was for man to be by himself.
Right.
That's how important a woman is.
Right.
That's the first. Everything else he saw, yeah, was good and very good.
Yeah.
But when he saw the man
the
by
himself,
oh,
creation,
that's not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
He needs, he didn't get a giraffe.
Right.
He didn't get a silverback. He didn't get it. You know what I mean?
Thank God.
Thank God. Heaven said that. Give us our theme.
Give us our theme music.
That was awesome, man. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to On and Off Field Sports Podcasting with a Purpose. I got the On the Field coach.
Hey, rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
Man, you got your off the field coach, Mr. Infamous Yoda Man since,
yeah, infamous,
1968. That was a good opening.
Tallulah.
That quick, huh?
That quick.
Ooh.
So who are some female pioneers or strong women who have made an impact or difference that come to mind?
Let's see. Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou.
Okay. Maya Angelou.
Harriet Tubman. What about Mary?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Boom. Wow.
She had one job.
Facts. That's crazy. So, yeah, a lot of women, man,
yeah,
that have had impact, positive impact. I just think that the stereotype has gotten away with, mm, you know, too far. It's not true, ladies.
Right.
Y'all are super important. You
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
so, yeah, yeah. So a lot of things based on the title, because I'm a woman,
mm-hmm,
that goes so good with what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're going to see that. So,
absolutely.
All right. So, opening right, prayer.
Opening prayer. So,
yeah,
this is for the victims of Hurricane Milton.
Yes.
And for those in any of you who are in need of prayer right,
okay,
now.
Oh, yes. Father, we thank you. We come in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, God. Thanking you so much for your faithfulness and your loyalty toward us. We know that you can do anything but fail. So, Father, we thank you. And we lift up the hurricane victims of Hurricane Milton, and for those that just in need of any kind of prayer, those heart prayers, those prayers that's not spoken by words but by tears, we lift those up to you now. We know that no tear falls to the ground, and we know that no prayer goes unanswered. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for taking our prayers and making them understandable. So we give you all the praise and all the credit. It belongs to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother.
We're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, boy. Is this a little school girl?
I'm a little school girl. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
You sound like a little southern school girl. Go
I
ahead,
am.
Though.
Okay. Pledge of Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
How small are you? Because you may be. All right, let's go.
Let's laugh.
All right. How many men does it take to open a beer?
How many?
None. It should be open by the time she brings it. Oh!
Now, I got something to say on this.
Okay.
I have never in my life given a beer to anyone that I know, close, relative, family, friends, that is a female or male, with the top on.
Never.
So don't be offended, women.
You never.
I open the top for you. If I'm going to give you a beer, you go.
I've never had a beer with you, have I? Mm-mm. Just a drink.
Right. We already at the bar. The bartender serves us.
Right. That's interesting.
But if you at my house and I'm going to give you a drink.
So do you think that's etiquette?
It's just being polite. Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. That's cool. I've never, you know.
So I'm just saying, women, don't be offended.
Don't be offended.
Yeah. It's just a joke.
Okay. Yeah. Don't be offended. Yeah.
All right. Now this, you might be offended.
Oh my. How you tell him not to be offended?
Why do women have smaller feet than men?
Okay, why?
It's one of those evolutionary things that allows them to stand closer to the kitchen sink.
Oh, no, bro. I'm sorry.
And I wash dishes, too.
I wash dishes, too.
Every
lady.
Night.
I wash dishes, too. All the time. I wash dishes, too. All right. One big difference between men and women is when a woman says, smell this, it uses smells. All right, that was a good one. All right.
What type of woman hides in a bathroom at a party?
What time?
A party pooper.
Oh, my goodness. All right. What do you call James Bond in a hot tub?
What?
Bubble of Seven. That's good.
If you have a shotgun in one hand and 10 duck decoys in the other, what do you have?
What do you have?
Big hands.
I got big hands, too. What did the blonde say when she saw the Cheerios box?
What?
OMG, donut seeds. That's stupid. Oh, my God.
What do you call a baby with a dad from Holland and a mom from Filipino?
What you call them?
A jalapeno.
That's good. What's Mama Bear's favorite baseball team?
What?
The Cubs.
The Cubs.
All right.
What do mothers' spiders complain about the most?
What's that?
How much their kids spend time on the web.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's genius. What's the fastest way for a mom to get her kids' attention?
What?
Sit down and look relaxed. I would have thought
like that.
I would have thought turn off the internet, but that ain't got nothing to do with moms.
No, right. Did you hear about the mom that told the bad chemistry joke?
No.
She didn't get a reaction.
Oh my God. Okay, I got you. Why do girls rub their eyes when they wake up? Because they don't have any balls to scratch.
Your mama's okay. So fat.
How fat is she?
Every time she wears high heels, she strikes oil.
Oh my goodness. That's nasty work right there.
First and 10.
Cowboys beat Steelers, bruh. Get blown out this week by the Lions at home. Go figure. I really didn't get a chance to talk to you about the week before last when y'all took that L. So
yeah, I know.
We talked. I mean, we didn't talk at length. Mm-hmm. I was super disappointed.
I was too.
That was the first game of the 5-game stretch that we said that they could possibly lose 4 out of 5.
Right, and they got one with the Steelers. Gosh,
What do you think happened?
Well, we didn't play our best game defensively. We actually allowed the Cowboys to do what they hadn't done all year, was run the football.
How did Justin Fields do, in your opinion?
He did. He's a good game manager, but he's not making the plays like, you know.
What did he wind up with, like 264 passing?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Something like that, 260-something.
Like, towards the end of the game, he played a lot better, but, you know, it's like, you need someone to move the ball and score and hit the players down the field. You know, you got to get some momentum going.
Okay, now you told me something.
I think we were like 7 or 8 third down.
You told me some coach that was
that
kind
we didn't
of a,
convert.
That was alarming. On the phone, I'm gonna see if you're gonna own up to it now. You told me.
Okay.
that you didn't think Justin Fields was it, the franchise.
No, I don't. I still don't. He's okay. He's a he is a good quarterback, but he's not the guy. He's not the guy. He's a good quarterback.
So you mean historically speaking, as like the Steelers quarterback?
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So Jaden Daniels comes in. Okay. You look at him. Okay. Right.
All
right. How long has he been in the league?
The rookie.
Can you tell that he's the guy?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, how long has Justin Fields been in the league? How many questions do people have? Yeah. You're either the guy or you're not.
Yeah.
He's a good quarterback, though. And for a backup, if you think about it like this, for a backup, he led us to 4 wins and 2 losses. Hmm. Good job.
Wow.
Good job. But 4 wins and 2 losses with that type of play is not going to win us a Super Bowl. It's not.
So where do you get your franchise quarterback from?
Well, when we got a ride with Russell Wilson, that's the guy we got.
So you're gonna run with him?
We don't. I mean, that's who we
got. Just for this year?
Yeah, that's who we got.
Maybe get something better.
We're betting on Russell Wilson right now.
So okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Tallulah. WNBA Minnesota comeback.
Oh, did you see that? Did you see that?
I did not.
Man, that was a.
I missed that one.
Are you watching the series at all?
No, not yet.
Okay, so it's tied. 1-1, I think right. They play tonight for game 3.
Okay.
But that comeback, man, the Liberty.
I heard about it.
Oh, my God. The links were so good. That girl, Nafisa Collier, right. She is good.
Yeah, I missed that one.
She D's up. Yeah, she's good. She can play. She can play. All right. Tallulah.
We are in the Nexus of Sports Universe time.
It's my favorite time of the year. You got college basketball, NBA basketball, college football,
right?
College
NFL
football. Mm-hmm. You got the what I do like about the Major League Baseball is that now it's the playoff time. You got the WNBA playoffs. This is the nexus of sports.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now that you know, you can feel the shift too, in it, because now it's like it turned up a notch. As right. Far as like with everything, college with NFL. Yeah.
You don't see as many. you know the highlights now. You know, it's the highlights. You got to be real good to get on the highlights.
Right.
Yeah.
It's prime time.
Prime time.
Right. This way it counts.
Yeah. All right. So this is, again, on our theme with women, voice segment. This is so Joyna Truth. And she was an African-American civil rights activist.
I heard about her.
This is an excerpt from her famous speech, Ain't I a Woman?, which she delivered in 1851 at the Women's Rights Conference. And I think this, I told you we were talking the other day. You're going to get a kick out of this.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what she says. She says, I have heard the Bible and have learned that Eve caused man to sin. Well, if woman upset the world, do give her a chance to set it right side up again.
Wow.
The lady has spoken about Jesus, how he never spurned woman from him. And she was right. When Lazarus died, Mary and Martha came to him with faith and love and besought him to raise their brother. And Jesus wept, and Lazarus came forth. And how, and this is the deepest line of all, and how came Jesus into the world? Through God, who created him, and woman who bore him.
Right.
Man, where is your part?
Ooh. listen, I'm going to read this whole thing, boy. That's hard. Wow. That's lit. I didn't know Sojourner Truth spoke that.
Yeah, she was deep.
You know, I want to say something about this whole.
And she was arguing for women's rights during slavery.
Right. Let me. I brought a point out. At church once when I was teaching. This is what I said. I said, whatever weakness women have, it got it from man.
Right.
Because woman came from man. Man did not come from woman.
Right.
He took the rib and made from the man and made the woman.
Right.
So whatever weaknesses or
that's what I said, man.
You feel
man's
me?
Poor leadership started it all.
Whatever did.
Yeah.
So whatever we see in a woman that we don't like, inherently it comes from us.
Yeah, comes from some male figure.
Facts. Yeah. She's a female. Mm-hmm. The basis of the word is male. It's crazy. All right, so health is wealth.
Health is wealth.
I'm going to give it up. Listen, I love the health is wealth segment. Mm-hmm. And I especially love the fact that what we've been talking about, the effect the brain has on exercise, a.k.a. muscle memory. Listen, people, muscle memory is a real thing, all right? It is a real, and it is very, very efficacious.
Word.
It has the power to produce the desired effects.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. It's efficacious.
But it's one, when we talked, it's the one thing that people don't realize it, what holds you back and fails when you do an exercise routine or a nutrition challenge. That's the one thing that you don't realize that's making you fail.
Your mind.
Your mind.
Your brain quits before your body even ever gets started.
Right.
Like you said, your brain will tell you, oh, let's not work out today.
Yep.
It quits.
It quits on
you. But if you train your mind to not, you know, fold like that, discipline. Then muscle memory is the discipline, is the muscle. My mind is at the point now, my muscle memory
we're
is
on autopilot
discipline.
Now.
Oh, man.
We're on autopilot now.
I'm
it's not, we're not thinking about sitting down and how can we relax. We're thinking about
the next variation.
Yeah, yeah. How can I take this exercise
to the next level?
Yeah, how can I change this?
Yeah.
Yeah. What can I do?
I'm looking at parts of my body that I never paid attention to.
Right.
Like, how can I sculpt that?
Yep.
So, yeah, it's really, really real, guys.
That's right. That's right.
I love it. All right.
All right, new segment.
My goodness.
All right. You see a boat filled with people. It has not sunk. But when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why? Because all the people are married.
Oh, that was good. You got to listen to the wordplay. Fire.
All right. Where can you finish a book without finishing a sentence?
Oh, man. Come on with it.
Prison.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. I got to write that down. Yeah. All right. Come on.
What word in the dictionary is spelled incorrectly?
Incorrectly.
Yes. Yes. Ah. Yes. What runs around the whole yard without moving?
Fence.
Yes. All right. Last one.
All right.
What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common?
Oh, man.
Their middle names. The.
I'm looking all interested. All right. We're quoting today. Life is like a chess game. Mm-hmm. Every decision, just like every move, has consequences. Susan Polgar. That was good. That's really good.
You know who she is, man?
No.
Remember, you ever heard of Bobby Fischer?
Yes.
Chess champion?
Yes.
You remember, there was a story when he went mad, you know, lost his mind, and he left, disappeared.
Right.
And thus the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer.
Right.
He went to live with them.
Oh, wow.
This family.
Really?
She was one of three sisters that was from a Hungarian psychiatrist that had a theory that you can teach your children to be a master in something.
Mm-hmm.
So he took out an ad for a wife.
Really? By the Fisher did?
No, Susan Polgar's dad.
Okay.
And a teacher replied, and so they had three girls.
Right.
And the three girls became chess masters, all of them grandmasters.
Wow.
The youngest one is the female highest rated player at currently right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's crazy. All right. Did you know?
Did you know? Mary's Nerd Nugget.
Oh, Mary's Nerd. My bad. I'm trying to get to that, but I'm underlining that. Mary's Nerd. You know, I got to have that too. I love the Mary's Nerd Nugget.
All right, this is a good one.
All right.
In the 1800s, when you were no longer wanted at a dinner party, the female host would serve you cold meat from a beef or pork shoulder. This is where the term giving someone the cold shoulder comes from.
Oh, my goodness. Bro, this is crazy.
All right. Did you know?
All right.
The phrase born with a silver spoon in your mouth comes from an old tradition in which godparents were expected to give a silver spoon to a Christian child. During these times, since the poor couldn't afford such a tradition, the rich were associated with being born with a silver spoon in their mouth.
Wow. That's a trip, bro. Yeah. I love those.
And this year, you're like, Things that make you go, The term showing your true colors comes from warships at sea. Warships use many decoy flags at sea, but before a ship fires a weapon at another ship, they have to show their real flag, thus showing their true colors.
Wow, that's fire. You know, along the lines of that, of ships, I was on a carrier, the Coral Sea. I was alongside what we call a, battleship.
Yeah.
It was the Iowa. The Iowa was in our battle group, right? I had this pleasure, you know, the three big guns on the front, I had the pleasure of seeing them shoot them, dude. We was out in the Mediterranean Sea, and the ship was beside us. When they shoot them, the whole ship slide back in the water, dude. Yeah. About 30 feet in the water. Boom! I looked at the ship go way back. So I had the pleasure of seeing them shoot those. That's fire. All right.
Oat to magnet.
All right, y'all ready? Curves of strength. Esteem as the mountain is high. A girl just having fun. Hers is love deeper than the ocean. The sweet taste of your voice. Wow, I didn't know you could taste somebody's voice. You can taste McNuts.
You can taste McNuts.
Says I am power and I am woman. That's fire.
Ode to McNuts.
Ode to McNuts.
All right. Random 3 a.m. thoughts.
Oh, boy.
All right. If your grocery store has a health food section, then what does that make the rest of the store?
An unhealthy food section, as a matter of fact.
It's a lot of aisles with nothing but garbage in them.
I'm starting to look for the health food section. I told you I'm changing up the mayonnaise. I want to get the vegan. I like vegan. If that's a thing, is vegan mayonnaise?
Yes.
Really?
I believe so, yes.
So you told me.
It's got to be.
You sent me something, too, the other day. The creamer. Milk.
The milk. Almond milk.
So I got to look for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I've been doing the other kind of milk.
Right.
All right. So, yeah.
All right. Why is the pizza box square and the pizza itself round and the slices triangles?
That's crazy. Is there an answer for that?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Why is it called a building if it's already built?
Facts. my goodness.
If drinking and driving is against the law, why do bars have parking lots?
Facts. We need to get paid off of some of this. Couple lawsuits, Brad.
All right. If you get out of the shower clean, then how does your towel get dirty?
Because you ain't clean. Damn, bro. I'm sorry.
Come on, man. It's about that time. Woo!
This is the Yoda moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Keeping up with the theme on women.
All right.
All right. Give me your Mount Rushmore of women in the Bible.
Mary is one. Mm-hmm. Got to be Mary. Mary is one. It was a prophetess named Huldah in First Kings. She's two.
Okay.
She was fire. She had a lot of respect. Hannah is three. She's in the Bible. That's Samuel's mom.
Hannah?
Yeah, her name was Hannah. Yeah, Hannah. Okay. That was Samuel's mom.
Okay.
And then my fourth one would have to be, this lady in the New Testament that used to make cloaks for people. Her name was Deborah.
I think it was Deborah.
Okay. I think it was Deborah. Yeah. But
I
those
were none of them. Except for Mary.
Yeah.
What about Mary Magdalene?
You know, she's a goat. I give her that. She's in there. I got to give her. That's a good. You know what? Let me dial back. Let me put Mary Magdalene up there. I'll take Deborah off. I'm gonna put Mary Magdalene. She fire.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mary. My bad. But yeah, Mary Magdalene.
Who is Mary Magdalene? To those who don't know,
Mary Magdalene is the woman that was had seven demons in her. She got caught. The Bible says. Some men brought this woman to Jesus caught in adultery. Hey, yeah. Jesus, we caught this woman in a very act of adultery. The law says you should stone her. He's like, the Bible said Jesus knelt down on the floor and he wrote on the ground. He stood up and knelt down again, wrote on the ground. When he stood up again, they were gone. Mm. And he asked the woman, he said, hey, woman, where are your accusers? And she was like, I don't see him. He was like, well, neither do I condemn you. He was like, go and sin no more. So she was the woman that got that Jesus cast out those seven demons out of her.
Okay.
So now, since I mentioned that, what gets me is the jokers that brought her to Jesus say, hey, we caught this woman in adultery. How you know
What was you doing? What was you doing there in that place where people were having adultery?
And what did Jesus write on the ground? He said, that's without sin, cast the first stone. I wonder what he wrote on the ground. Probably wrote their names down. You was there too.
Yeah.
How they know?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yoda! Yoda can get down with it.
Yoda!
Hey, bro. that was a trip. I remember I mentioned that once in the at church. Mm. I was like, y'all ever thought about how the guys knew?
Right.
What she was doing? Caught in the very act. Really? Where were you, good sir?
Exactly. All right, acronyms.
All right.
What about FLY?
Oh, man.
And this has to deal with your personal being, FLY.
You got me.
First, love yourself.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right, AFAB.
Okay.
This goes on with the theme of women.
Okay.
Assigned female at birth. That's what they write at the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah. Assigned female at birth. Okay. AFAB.
Okay.
All right. This is what you do with the bank code. PIN.
Personal something number.
Identification number.
Number.
All right. You may know this one. Sonar.
No, I don't. I know how to use it.
Okay.
Don't know what the acronym is.
Sound navigation and ranging.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
I can answer it, so don't answer it. You might mess. MILF.
Mothers I love to fall out with.
Yeah, something like that. Mom, I like to friend.
Mom, I like to friend.
Yes.
Okay.
MILF.
All right. That was a red flag. Red flag, Sigmund. Hey, can I give you an acronym right quick?
Yes. Before we move on? Yes.
Ugly.
Ugly. I don't know.
You gotta love yourself.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yes.
That's all good. Right. That's red good. Flag segment. A woman with a tattoo on her of her ex. Wow.
You think?
I guess. I don't know. You think? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. That might not be a red flag for me. Why is it a red flag for you?
It means she goes beyond. And like, if you get a tattoo, y'all should still be together. I mean, there's something. They're telling me that something's wrong there.
Right.
There's some drama there.
Hmm.
And you're gonna involve yourself in that.
In that. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
I have nothing wrong with two people getting tattoos.
Right.
But. You should be, you're not doing that as a whim. You're doing that because you're locked in forever.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And if you don't, okay, why'd you get the tattoo in the first place?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right. Q&A.
Okay. Q&A
segment.
So who's your, thinking of a female, who's your favorite female gospel singer?
Buddy, I'm going to have to go out on a limb and say Tamela Mann there, buddy.
Tamela Mann?
Tamela Mann. She's not a man. She's a woman. And her last name is Mann.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
All right. Now, who is the current richest woman in the United States?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure. I'm drawing
a blank. Alice Walton with a net worth of $89.2 billion.
What in the hell does she own?
Walmart.
What's her name?
Alice Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yeah.
Who is the fastest woman in the world of all time?
Of all time. Dog, I was about to say the chick now, but I don't know.
All time. Flojo.
Flojo?
10.49.
Wow. Yeah. Perception versus perspective segment. All right. Okay, you're holding a cup of coffee when someone bumps into you, spilling the coffee out of the cup. Why did you spill the coffee? Because someone bumped into you, into me. No, you spilled the coffee because coffee was in your cup. Had you had tea in your cup, you wouldn't spill that. Whatever is in your cup when life bumps you will eventually spill out. So we have to ask ourselves, what is in your cup? I like this. Mm-hmm. When life gets tough, what will spill over? Joy, gratitude, peace, humility, or anger, bitterness, and quitting tendencies. Life provides the cup. You choose how you fill it. That is off the chain. Jeez, that's off the chain. That's out the chest.
It's facts, though.
That is lit right there. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm gonna use this, dude. I'm serious. My goodness. I get to pick the drain of Jarvis.
Final Drive Sports Company.
All right. The Sex Doctor.
All right.
Keeping in theme, this is our, we're actually on episode 30 with our mix pods, but this is our 28th
yes.
time. We're actually one-on-one. So this is our keeping the theme with that. What is the best sex position at 28 weeks pregnant? Mm. A pregnant woman might feel more comfortable in positions where she can control the depth, so the speed and penetration, like side by side spooning.
Okay, so yeah. On the side.
On the side.
Okay,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you work your core too on the side.
On the side.
Yeah, you work.
It's your, probably good for
hip flexors.
Yeah, it's probably good.
Very good for hip flexors. Yes. What if segment? Right. What if Wonder Woman was black? Which actress would play her? Oh man, I wish I liked her still. I don't like her no more though. Oh man. You know what? Yeah. Tracy Ellis Ross. Wonder Woman.
Man, that last so
or Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Would Angela Bassett maybe?
You know, she would make a good freaking Wonder Woman.
I got one for you.
Sheesh.
What about Pam Grier?
What about Angel Reese?
She's tall. She'd be a tall Wonder Woman.
Hey, ain't one, she's Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah, Wonder Woman facts.
Yes.
Ooh.
She'd be perfect. She would be perfect, dude.
Yeah, let's Angel Reese.
Angel Reese as
Wonder Woman.
As Wonder Woman. Think about that. I'm looking at her with the Wonder Woman outfit on right now. You ought to be shaming yourself, Angel. Nah, I'm kidding.
Pet peeves.
All right, pet peeves.
All right, for a woman, leaving the toilet seat up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It is. But see, here's the thing. When you leave it down and you shake,
you get the
drip, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Tallulah. So another pet peeve for a woman, neglecting hygiene.
Can't be musty. Right. Can't be sour.
Right.
Can't do that now.
Right.
Especially, you know.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Especially down, you know.
Yeah.
Down under.
Right.
Come on, friend. You feel me? So, all right. Tongue twister segment. All right. Sheena leads, Sheila needs selfish shellfish. Sheena leads, Sheila needs selfish shellfish. Ooh, that's hard. Sheena leads, Sheila needs selfish shellfish.
That's good. A little bit. That ooh. Psycho sound.
Ooh, movie female villain actress. Ooh. Fatal attractions. Green clothes and misery got the bait. That's my crazy.
He's like, you about to sell some snake oil or some shit.
Chip right up.
I sound like Sam, what's his name, the comedian.
Well, who would you be more scared of? Fatal Attraction, Glenn Close, or Kathy Bates? Who would you want?
Oh, man, bro. I'm going to have to say Kathy Bates, dude.
Yeah, she was.
She was a she nut, it,
she
dude.
His, she knocked his foot
she,
off.
When she hit his when she took. She turned when up, she put that piece of wood, she took the wood block.
She said, my little penguin always faces north. This time he was facing south. What in the world?
When she, look, no, what got me was, I don't know why, when people scream in agony, it's the funniest thing to me. I got a blood curdling scream. All when right. she hit his first ankle, oh my he God. Said, when she hit his first ankle, because he was like, hey, wait a minute, what you doing with that wooden block? She was like, nothing special, just stay still. He's like, wait a minute, oh, no, no. She hit him. Oh, my goodness. Hey, look, when she hit the other ankle, he fainted.
No.
He just fainted. He couldn't take no more. Oh, my goodness. And when he woke up, she had reset his ankles and everything. She had wrapped him in ace bandages. not even. She didn't even put him in a cast. Oh my goodness. She was the epitome of her name, dude. Misery.
Yes.
And yes. She loved company.
Oh my God, man.
When he screamed, when she hit his ankle, I fell out there. And he said,
he's like, Annie, what are you doing? No.
She said, wow. That's so funny to me. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Ooh, boy, I don't know why. That's kind of dark. I know that's dark and demented that somebody's suffering is so hilarious, but when they blood curdle scream, dude, it's something about the disease. Yeah, game of the ghost, boy. Oh my goodness.
Oh my, man.
All right. All right, family feud, bro. Oof.
What is a
I told you, man. I don't know what it is, bro. It's something about when somebody. I'm gonna let it go. All right, come on.
Okay.
Woo.
What is a popular pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Number one answer.
All right. Is that the number one answer?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What was number two?
Mushrooms.
What was number three?
Sausage and then green peppers.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna start asking for those in order because I'm interested.
Okay. Name something people do when they are bored.
Oh, twiddle their thumbs. Oh man, what? I don't know.
Watch TV is the number one answer.
What?
Play video games.
That don't make sense.
Number three.
I'm not bored when I play my video game because it's my freaking hobby. Not because I'm bored.
Read a book.
Come on, whoever the Family Feud people are. Yeah, take a nap should be number one.
Take a nap, yeah.
Not watch TV. Do you watch TV because you're bored?
No.
Because you want to,
I
right?
watch TV because I want to see something.
Facts. Right, I don't even know where to get the first three answers from, dude. All right.
Name something that might be brewing.
Coffee.
Yep, number one answer.
What's the number two?
Beer.
Mm-hmm.
Tea. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think tea should be ahead of beer because, well, I guess. Anyway.
That's arguable. Yeah.
All right. Name the most useful body part that begins with the letter L.
Leg.
Number one answer.
What's number two?
Lips.
Lips should have been number one.
Lungs.
Lungs should have been number one. What the?
Lungs, liver.
Liver should have been number two.
Number two, right.
Lungs and liver kind of close. They kind of went neck and neck for first, bro.
Yeah, 1A and 1B.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, name something an athlete might break.
His ankle.
Yeah, bone or body part. Okay. Number one answer. Or
what's number two?
A record.
Okay, that's it.
A bat equipment or the rules. Okay. Like Cowboys, the rules of the law.
Okay, yep. Cool. Never have I ever.
Never have I ever.
Oh, my goodness. So here's the response. Si, senor. Slow drunk Mexican sound for yes, I have. And Zaza Gabor sound for no, I haven't. So do you have these sounds down packed, coach?
I think so.
So you have si. So the first one is kind of like the little rat on
the cartoon.
Yes. Slowpoke Rodriguez. Sounds like a boy. Did you have
that? No, darling. No, darling.
Okay. All right. No, all right. Here we go. Never have I ever gotten into a physical fight. See, never. I was going to say, see. Never have I ever had an alcoholic drink.
I'm drinking now, senor.
Never have I ever played spin the bottle.
Si, senor.
Never have I ever snuck into a movie theater.
No, no, darling. Okay. No.
Never have I ever kissed a friend's ex.
Si, senor.
Oh, si, senor.
Si, senor.
All right. Fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank. All right. A blank is the term known for an older female known as a mountain lion.
A cougar.
Blank and the City.
Sex in the City.
Oh. Blank Woman is a DC superhero.
Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
At point guard from the University of South Florida, Courtney Williams.
At shooting guard from Notre Dame, Kayla McBride.
At son of y'all from Stanford, Alana Smiths.
At small forward from Ohio State. Oh, no, that's Iowa State. I'm sorry, child. Bridget Carlton.
Ooh, my favorite position, power forward.
Ooh, power forward.
I love it when you're born power forward, you know.
Oh, yes.
You know when it's time to power forward. Oh, I'm talking about from the University of Connecticut, y'all. Nafisa Collier.
Oh, yes.
All right.
So you're going to do whatever you choose. I'll do the opposite. So.
All right, I'm doing truth.
You're doing truth, okay.
All right.
So who was your first female? This is truth or dare, by the way, guys. Okay. Who was your first female Hollywood crush?
Olivia Newton-John.
Really?
Yes.
Ah,
Grease. Took me, boy.
Took you.
Sent me there.
Yeah.
Ooh, I was gone.
Oh, wow.
Olivia Newton-John, okay, first say that one, too. Dude.
Yeah. Sandy.
Yes.
Sandy.
Sandy was it for me.
Mine was Kim Fields.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Tootie, when she was Facts of Life.
Tootie.
All right, the dare is count to five in Spanish while eating a spoonful of peanut butter.
Oh, did you bring peanut butter?
I brought peanut butter, dude.
He got peanut butter. Now we're starting to use set props, y'all. We're going to a whole nother level now. So you got to, what do you got to do?
I'm going to count to five.
Oh, my goodness. What a way to close the show. Dude, I'm going to have to do the tech segment because you ain't going to be able to talk with the peanut butter. I'll do the tech segment. All right. He about to do it, y'all.
No.
don't forget to like and follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. You can also listen to us on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, and of course our website at On and Off the Field with an A. .com. Woo. Coach, this is episode 28 on and off the field sports podcasting with a purpose. You got you. Can you gonna be able to log out?
Rest assured, this is your boy Coach Boston, aka still in Memphis since 1976.
And this is the infamous Yoda Man since 1968. It's been episode number 28. We out.
Peace.